next week, so we made it out. Amen. But when David saw that his servants whispered, David perceived that the child was dead. Therefore David said unto his servants, is the child dead? They said, he is dead. Then David arose from the earth and vanished and anointed himself. Elder April, y'all come up closer. And changed his apparel and came into the house of the Lord and whispered then. Come on, evangelist, y'all move up. I need the loud folk close to me. Came into the house of the Lord. Elder April. I know you got hair and things. Come on, I'm talking to you. And whispered, then he came to his own house. And when he required, they set bread before him, and he did eat. Then said his servants unto him, what thing is it that thou hast done? Thou didst fast and weep for the child while it was alive. And when the child was dead, thou didst rise and eat. And he said, while the child was yet alive, I fasted and wept. I said, who can tell whether God will gracious? Somebody say, who can tell whether God will be gracious to me that the child may live? But now that he is dead, I'm getting back to myself. Where should I fast? Can I bring him back again? I shall go to him, and he shall not return to me. So far, the scripture and the word of the Lord is already blessed. Part two, I'm getting back to me. Now I need to cut. I need to cut to the chase today. I need to go right at it today. I shared with you last week, it is so easy to lose oneself. Sister Kim, it only takes one time to lose who you are. Let me make an announcement to you that one of the worst things in the world is to lose sight of who you are. To become out of sort, Sister Phyllis, to become out of character. And most of the time when we do, Robert, it is because we have allowed people and things to move us off our square. The most exciting day for me in my life is when I became happy with who I am. Y'all ain't saying nothing. I just can't get nobody. One of the most exciting and freedom things that has ever happened in my life is that I know who I am. Y'all ain't saying nothing. Y'all quiet in here. And so we left David last week in the 11th chapter and in verse number, I got excited so I didn't finish, the 2 Samuel 11. And it says, it came to pass that after the year was expired, at the time when kings go forth to battle, that David sent Joab and his servants with him. And all of Israel, they destroyed the children of Ammon and besieged Reba. But David tarried still in Jerusalem. I shared with you last week that the tension in the text is that it was a time where kings were winning. Y'all ain't saying nothing. It was not only a time where kings were winning, he was winning, but it was also a time where kings go to war. One of the things that I say all the time to people, if you want to take somebody's focus, y'all ready? Give them another focus. Let me repeat it, Moses. If you want to take somebody's focus from anything, give them another focus. And so David was supposed to be on the battlefield, and I'm reviewing just for a minute, and he decides to stay home. Whenever you move out of the place and the will of God, Prophet Adele, that is when trouble begin to happen. Why is this line so important? Why is the word but? Because he was supposed to be in place, but he was in another place. It's important because the text says, well, it was the time when kings go to battle, but David did what? He stayed home. The first sign of him losing himself is that he was out of place. High five your neighbor and say, neighbor, don't get out of place. Don't get out of place. God's getting ready to bless you if you stay in place. Sometimes the enemy will cause things to happen in your life so that you can move out of place. But shake yourself right now and say, neighbor, I will not get out of place. Not only did David get out of place, but he got out of place at the worst time in the world. David didn't get out of place because he was, y'all ready, losing. He got out of place because, y'all ready, it's a shout right here. He got comfortable with winning. Y'all missing it right there, Terry. Let me say it again. Everybody that gets out of place is not out of place because they are losing. There are some folk, y'all need to shout right here, that take winning for granted. Y'all ain't saying nothing. There are some people that take success for granted. So you don't have to be out of place because you're losing, but you can be out of place because you're winning. Because understand that David got idle. Whenever you get idle, y'all ain't saying nothing. Y'all don't know what idle means? It means to be bored. It means that you don't have enough to do. It means you don't have enough to occupy your time. And how many used to hear that an idle mind is what? I got a good class here today. And so I'm trying to do like Pastor Dan. I'm trying to teach to y'all today. I'm going to teach. And so here, I want you to go now to 2 Samuel 11 and 2. And it came to pass at evening time that David arose from his bed and walked upon the roof of Moses of the king's house. And from the roof he saw a woman. She was washing herself. The woman was very beautiful to look upon. And David sent and inquired after the woman. And one said, is this not this Bathsheba, the daughter of Eliam, the wife, underline wife, Uriah the Hittite? And David sent messengers and took her. And she came in to him, and he laid with her, for it was purified from her uncleanness. After they laid together, then she purified so she could go back home and act like nothing happened. Y'all ain't saying nothing. Verse number 5, then the woman conceived. She had a baby because it only take but one time. How many know it only take one time? And the woman conceived and sent, somebody clap right there, and David, and said, she sent to David and said, I am with child. He loses himself because he allowed himself to be out of place. But also he allowed himself to be idle. Idleness is a threat to people who have purpose and assignment. The enemy cannot hit a moving target. Idleness will cause you to see things that you wouldn't see if you were working and grinding. So David is walking on the roof. He looks down and he sees a pretty woman. Y'all ain't saying nothing. No doubt, don't say it too loud. No doubt, y'all ain't saying nothing. No doubt the king could have whoever he wanted. Y'all ain't saying nothing. But how many of you know we want what we can't have? Y'all ain't saying nothing. And if the men would be honest, Moses, we always want what we can't have. And so because David is out of place, y'all ain't saying nothing. Pastor Jerome looking at me like, said, don't pick on the men today. Because David is out of place, then he sees something, I shared with you last week, that he would not have seen had he not been in place. Y'all ain't saying nothing. So let me hurry up. He rushes and he sends for her, and he knows that she is a married woman. Understand that he is the king and can have anybody that he wants. He already has concubines. Y'all ain't saying nothing. He already has a lot of wives. But he wants, y'all ain't saying nothing, what he's not supposed to have. And he wants, y'all ain't saying nothing, what he wants. The danger is when you have power and can get whatever you want, y'all ain't saying nothing. So the text shares with us that he calls for her and she gets pregnant. Now, how many realize that when you mess up, you try to cover up your mess up? But how many know it takes more to cover up, y'all ain't saying nothing, than the mess up itself? So here, faith in the text, we find that she is pregnant. But I need you to look at the next tension of the text. It's right here in 2 Samuel 11, 27, Pastor Dana. Y'all ready? It's real deep. You ready? But the king... But the thing that David had done displeased the Lord. Let me read it again. But the thing that David had done displeased the Lord. Let me back up. So when she's pregnant, he calls for Uriah. Uriah sits at the door because Uriah is a faithful man to his king. Y'all ain't saying nothing. He is loyal. He sleeps outside David's door. He gets drunk. David gets him drunk. And what does David do? David sends him back to the field. Y'all look at me. I'm almost there. Sends him back to the field. Sends him to be murdered in the field so that he can cover up and have what he wants. Y'all ready? Here comes prophet Nathan shows up at the house. They have a conversation with one another. Because in those days, Sister Kim, the only mouthpiece was the prophet. You only saying nothing. The only one that could talk on the behalf of God was the prophet. So the prophet shows up. In those days, the prophet spoke to the king. It wasn't the other way around that the king spoke to the prophet. You ain't saying nothing. You couldn't buy the prophet. In those days, the prophet spoke to the king. Nathan shows up to the house. And he says, David, I have a story for you. Y'all look at me. David, I have a story for you. He said, what's the story, prophet? He said, there was a man that was on the road one day who stopped at a rich man's house. There were two men. There was a rich man, and then there was a poor man. Y'all ain't saying nothing. There's a rich man and there's a poor man. The rich man, he had everything he needed. He had sheep and cattle, but the poor man only had one little ewe lamb. The king is listening to the word of the prophet. He says, tell me more. He said, there was a stranger that came to town. Come here, young man. Come here. There was a stranger that came to town who was in need of buying some cattle and some stock. He said, well, tell me more. He said, well, king, this is what happens. The poor man, instead of taking one that he had, because he had so much, instead he takes the one lamb from the poor man and he sells it to the stranger. David shook himself and he began to think about what was said. He said, who is the man? I will take care of the man because I am the king. I am able to do, don't preach with me, Pastor Dana. I am able to do whatever. Who is the man? I will return unto that man that lost more than what he had. And Nathan steps back and look at David. And he says, David, don't clap now. He said, thou art the man. Y'all ain't saying nothing. You're the one that did it. Hey, David, you could have had anybody in the kingdom you wanted. If it wasn't enough, God would have gave you more. Because you please God. You killed your 10,000s. I would have given you anything had you just asked. But you went and took another man's wife. You could have had any woman you wanted. You could have slept with anybody you wanted to. But you touched another man's stuff. Thou art the man. David steps back and say, Father, I have sinned. Look at your neighbor and say, when you mess up, you got to know how to clean up what you messed up. You can't act like you didn't do it. You got to come to God and say, I did it. Because David had a worship life. Y'all ain't saying nothing. Because David had a worship life. He knew how to get to God. David, that ain't it. Here's what God's going to do. Because he loves you, David. He said he's going to put your sins away. Oh, that's a shout right there. Is there anybody here that know you messed up? I'm talking about yesterday. Is there any, I feel like preaching. Is there anybody here that know you messed up? You guilty as charged. We getting ready to get new clothes and come to church next Sunday. But it ain't about new clothes. It ain't about Easter bunny and Easter eggs. It's about we messed up. Y'all ain't saying, while I was yet saved, while I was yet in sin, Christ died for, we don't preach like this no more. Touch your mind and say, I messed up. David, God is going to put, I might have you tag team with me, God is going to put your sins away, but as for the sin itself, he's going to kill the child. The child must die. Why the child got to die? Because all the enemies will look at that child and say, if I was easy on you, then you ain't got no more power. I got an announcement for you. It's always bigger than you. Whatever you do is always bigger than you. Touch your neighbor Moses right next to you, Moses, and say, it's always bigger than you. We creating folk, Moses. We creating folk. Act like it's somebody there, Moses. Talk to him and say, neighbor, it's always bigger than you. That's why you got to be careful, because it ain't just about you. It's about those that are behind you. Look at somebody and say, it's bigger than you. God told Nathan to tell him, say, if I don't kill the child, then they will look at me and say, I ain't got no spine as a God. The nations will see vulnerability. So David, I gotta kill the child. Y'all ain't saying nothing. Y'all stand there, because I'm gonna need y'all in a minute again. I gotta kill the child. I gotta get rid of it, but you're gonna be okay. You're gonna be okay. And guess what else, David? He said, I'm gonna take all your wives and I'm gonna give them to your neighbors, because you took the wife of one man. Whatever you sow, you gotta reap it more. So David, I'm gonna take your wives and I'm gonna let your neighbors sleep with them. Not only that, David, preach for me. Not only that, David, because you killed Uriah with a sword, the sword of the Lord shall not depart from your house, because it's payday. We don't preach about this no more. The wages of sin is still death, but the gift of God is still eternal life. Shake your neighbor's hand and say, I'm in a mess. And so, I feel like preaching in here. And so David knew how to get God's attention. I just switched right there, because I feel my preach coming on. David knew how to get God's attention. The first thing David did, you be David now. David got on his face. Yobo Shaya, my soul loves Jesus. David got on his face. He put on sackcloth and ashes, because this was a time that David could get God's attention. Shake somebody right now and say, no matter how bad it gets, you can still get God's attention. He read about Hezekiah. When Hezekiah, y'all ain't gonna help me preach, but I woke up this morning feeling like preaching. He got up. He said, I remember Hezekiah. When Hezekiah was about to die, he put his face against the wall, and God gave him another chance. Touch somebody and say, neighbor, it ain't over until what? God says it's over. Help me preach, Elder April, because I feel like preaching like a natural man. Look at somebody and say, it ain't over. And so David is on his face. The servants come and they try to lift David up from the ground, but David stays down. He said, leave me alone, because I'm in the presence of God. I don't care how much I acted up. I don't care. I need a prayer cloth, June. I don't care. I don't care. Y'all ain't got the thing that you lay on people? Touch your neighbor and say, neighbor, I don't care how much I mess up. Leave me alone. Hey, y'all, stop telling folk you ain't got no right because you a sinner. Even God hears a sinner's plea, because we all sinners saved by grace. Can I preach? Should I preach? Gonna preach anyhow. And David refused to get up off the ground. Now 6 days, David stayed there. For 6 days, didn't move himself. But on the seventh day, the child died. I looked up Adele. Why did the child die on the seventh day? Because God had to be bound by the word. Because on the seventh day, children were circumcised. On the seventh day, God is not a man that he should lie. He said, I have a covenant with you. And on the seventh day, I got to come in covenant. So I got to kill it. before I lie. I said, the child gotta die. I said, the child gotta die. It gotta die. What is the child? It's your pride. It's your arrogance. It's your, y'all ain't saying nothing. It's you being arrogant to think that you, David, could do what you did. So they begin to whisper to one another, the child is dead. Somebody said, the child is dead, but I'm still alive. The child, David, heard them whispering and got up from the ground, wiped himself off, washed himself. Y'all ain't saying nothing. What can wash away my sins? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make me whole again? What did he do first? He got up. Touch your neighbor and say, neighbor, get up from it. Shake yourself. Don't care how much you messed up. I want to get your mind together for resurrection. Get up. That's what he did. He got up. Y'all ain't saying nothing. Lord have mercy. He got up, washed himself, anointed himself. Y'all ain't saying nothing. He changed his apparel. He took off what he had on, but he put on his garments to go to church. That's why I put on the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. Y'all ain't saying nothing. I'll praise you. He said, you know what? The child is dead, so I'm going back to church. I'm going back. I'm getting back to myself. I'm going back to worship. I'll bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continue to be in my mouth. Oh, I feel like preaching. Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Come, let us. Y'all don't know. That's when David wrote the 51st Psalm, creating me a clean heart and renew. I feel like screaming today. And renew the right spirit in me. Clean me up. Wash me. Wash me. Wash me. Wash me. Wash me. White as snow. Touch your neighbor. Say, neighbor, it's time. It's time to get up. Why? 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 Because the child is dead. The child is dead. Touch somebody. Say, neighbor, it's dead. So live. It's dead. So live. It's dead. He put it away. He got rid of it. Shout yeah. And so, and so, David walked in the church. And that's when he said, I was glad. You ain't gonna help me preach, Faith. When they said unto me, yeah, let's go to the house of the Lord. I got happy when they said unto me, I came running, I came shouting, but he just messed up. But you know what? Every mess up is a come up. Every setback is a setup. Shake your neighbor and say, neighbor, praise him. Praise him.
Grab your neighbor by the hand and tell him, neighbor, the reason why David is recorded as a man after God's own heart, the reason why David is recorded is because even after he messed up, he never changed his posture of prayer. I came to let you know, no matter what you've done, never change your posture of prayer. I don't care what you did, but God told me to tell you, don't change your posture. Lay down on your face. The devil may be able to take, try to come against your character, your integrity, but the one thing that the devil can't take is your praise. Grab your neighbor by the hand and tell him, neighbor, don't lose your praise. Tell him, neighbor, don't lose your praise. Get on your feet and begin to praise him. I'm getting back to myself. I'm tired of being down. I'm tired of the shame. I'm tired of the sickness. I'm tired of walking around with it. I'm getting back. Shake your neighbor's hand and say, neighbor, I'm getting back to myself. David goes home and he sits down. And he sits down, and the servants, they said, David, I got a question for you. Oh, ride me, man, like a horse. Said, David, when the child was dead, you laid on the floor, you prayed to God, you sought God, you was in sackcloth and ashes, but why is it when the child died, you got up and you begin to praise him? David said, while the child was alive, who could tell whether God was still raising him up? Who could tell? See, I was used to being in the presence of God, and God would hear my prayer. Who could tell whether God, but now that the child is dead, give me some peas, give me some neck bones, give me some collard greens, I'm getting ready, Miss Seeley back, y'all ain't saying nothing, I'm getting back to myself, I'm getting
back to myself, I'm going back to the way it was. I've realized I might have messed up. I've realized I sinned on purpose. I've realized that this was my doing. But now I know that I've got a responsibility. I've got to continue to do what God called me to do. I've got to continue to go forward in what he's called me to. I can't sin no more. I can't lack no more. But I've got to go back to myself. I've got to go back to the way things were. I've got to do what God called me to do. It's about my purpose. It's about my destiny. It's about my calling. And it's not my will, but thy will be done. I need everyone to know I'm not focused on what I did in the past. I'm not focused on my present mistakes, but I'm marching forward in what God called me to do. I'm marching forward in every purpose, every plan, everything that God called me to do. I'm going back to myself. Now somebody open up your mouth and say, I'm moving forward like never before. I'm moving forward greater. I'm moving forward bigger. I'm moving forward faster. And I'm doing what God called me to do.
Tell your neighbor, yeah, I'm going. Yeah, I'm going. Yeah, I'm going. I'm getting back to myself. Shake somebody's hand and say, neighbor,
I'm getting back to myself. I'm getting back to myself. I'm getting back to myself.
I'm getting back to myself. I'm getting back to myself. I'm getting back to what the devil stole. I'm getting back to my praise. I'm getting back to my anointing. I'm getting back to what God told me to do. I'm getting back to the way it used to be. I won't be hindered in the name of Jesus. I'm getting back. I'm going back. I'm going to what God told me to do. I'm going to say what God told me to say. I'm going to go where God told me to go. I'm going to preach what God told me to preach. I'm getting back to my anointing. I'm getting back to the power. I'm getting back. I'm taking it back. Everything that the devil stole, I'm taking it back. I'm getting it back in the name of Jesus. I'm getting back to me. I'm getting back to the way God made me. I'm getting back to my purpose. I'm getting back to my destiny. I'm getting back to where he called me. I'm getting back to where he rose me. I'm getting back to where he picked me up and where he turned me around. I'm getting back in the name of Jesus.
Shake your neighbor's hand and say, neighbor, I'm getting back. I'm getting back to myself. Bye-bye. Bye-bye pity. Bye-bye shame. Bye-bye doubt. Bye-bye. So long. Yeah. Stand on your feet. The Lord brought me up. The Lord brought you up. The Lord brought you up before me this morning and told me that this word is for you. Allowed the cares of life to pressure you, people and things and events and all kind of things. But God said, I'm taking you back. I'm taking you back to your true intention, the true reason why I called you. Let me tell you this. Just you by yourself, you could fill up roles in this church because of your testimony. And so, Father, lift your hands. I pray for the anointing. That's right. Press it in your mind. I'm getting back to me. I'm getting back to me. Press it in your mind. I'm getting back to me. Me. Yes, my kids. Yeah, got a grandchild on the way. Yes, my kids got grand. But me, not a partner, not a thing, but you. You have cared. I'm talking to Hubbard. I'm talking to everybody. Lift your hands, Terry. Everybody. Getting back to me. Getting back to me. I'm tired. I'm going to do it at my own drumbeat to what God tells me. I'm not going to do it the way nobody else tells me. I will not be a captive to my past or my shame or the things that I've messed up. The first sermon I preached at this church 2 years ago, next Sunday, come that you might have life. We celebrate life. We celebrate life. I want you to get back to celebrating life. No more encumbered by the things. But God told me to tell you to get back to you. Get back to your calling. Get back to your purpose. Get back to your life. Because God said, if you leave here tomorrow, they'll still be okay. So you live. Well, if this ain't information, then it's confirmation. Lift your hands, everybody. Do not allow what you've done and what you've been through, or the people that you've done it, to hold you captive. All have sinned. I told a young preacher the other day, I was sharing with you, and whenever you got to go, he'll just come take over, because he can take over. I'm not in a rush. I told a young preacher the other day, y'all look at me, this is probably one of the most important things I could say to you. Learn how to give grace. So when you need grace, learn how to pick your battles. Some things that we fight ain't our business. I don't know where Nipsey Hussle went. Ain't my business where he went. But I ain't gonna get on there and attack, because if anything else Nipsey Hussle did, he brought our people together. That's between him and God. I don't know where Farrakhan going, but I know he said some good things. Ain't my business. For all we know, he could have received Jesus as Lord. But we supposed to judge. That ain't what that scripture even means. It don't even mean that. Get yourself together. Stop beating folk up. When folk come to this church on Sunday, BB, they already know. I go back and forth, BB. They already know what they did. My job is to help them come out of what they did. And if they do it again, my job is to help them get. He is not the God of a second chance. Deasha, he is not the God of a second chance. Because I ran out of second chances when I was much younger. But he is the God of another chance. And another. And another. And another. Thank God for the God of another chance. Look at me. Look at me. Look at me. I'm your teacher. Moses, why didn't God kill David and just kill the child? You know why? The difference in David and Saul is David's attitude toward God. I ain't saying nothing. You can mess up all you want, but if your heart is right. He loved David so much. Y'all, I'm preaching right now. We were celebrating a few minutes ago. I'm preaching right now. He loved David so much. He said, David is a man after my own heart. David could write some pretty words. Right there, 51st Psalm was connected to this right here. Create in me, O Lord, a clean heart and renew the right spirit. What was he saying? Help me get back to me. Help me to know laughter. Who is that calling me? And I know I'm in church. Tell her go to church. Create in me, oh Lord, a clean heart and renew the right spirit. Help me to know laughter again. Help me to sing again. Somebody lift your hands right now. Tell the Lord, Lord, I messed up. I am a sinner. And God, I may mess up again. But God, right now, create in me a clean heart. Renew the right spirit. Lord, help me get back to me. I lost myself in all of it. Some people help me to lose myself. But I'm the only one. You and me can get me back to me. I need to get back to me. I need to get back to me. I need to sleep at night. Say it, I need to sleep at night. I need to stop being so consumed. Who am I talking to? Lift your hand if I'm talking to you. Lord, help me to get back to me. Help me get back to me. I need to get back to me. I need. So, Father, we seal it right now. Touch those right now. The hands are lifted. Consumed by children. Consumed by family. Consumed by spouses. Consumed by careers. Consumed even by ministry. Consumed by the schedule and the hecticness. But God, help us all get back to ourselves. In Jesus' name. If you receive the word, if you receive the word today, clap your hands in this place.